Hey, and welcome to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland. Now, some of you may know my story, but I was a successful corporate CEO, and I was one of the first women to head up a very male-dominated telecoms industry in my ancestral home of Antigua. And for me, they got to a point where I'm thinking, is this what I want to do? And my life changed the moment I gave myself permission to ask, is this it? How much of my life am I going to be wasting if I stay in this job for another month? I had reached the stage in my career where I was no longer growing. I no longer found it fulfilling and no longer found that career fulfilling. And that question, that one question, changed my life. I was at the point where I'd started seeing my very stable job with all the trimmings, all the frills, as a risk. And that's right, I said it. My comfortable job was a risk to my career, not an enhancement. This shift in my mindset caused me to wonder, how does the rest of the world who actually enjoys their job every single day get to that point? That mindset shift forced me to take action and give myself permission that would allow me to take control of my career. Now, giving yourself permission to do the things deep down you know are right really doesn't happen overnight, because I really fought with just making that decision myself. And as children, as women, we're trained to raise our hand and ask for those in authority to tell us what to do. But this behaviour, holding out, waiting for someone to allow us to pursue our plans, doesn't help move us forward. Despite what you think, none of us are unique when it comes to this type of behaviour. And actually, it's one of the most frequent issues that I see as a coach and in my practice. It really is up to us to give ourselves permission to move forward with our dreams. But how do we actually do that? What does it look like, Janice? How do we take that first step towards the right kind of fear? And there is a right kind. Well, the good news is there are five simple steps to giving yourself permission to do absolutely everything in life. The first thing, it starts with acknowledging that change is scary. Honestly, nobody likes change. But did you know there are two types of fear? The first type of fear we experience is the good kind of fear. It's the kind of fear that tells you to run as fast as you can if you see a lion, or the fear that tells you to play dead if that lion is trying to eat you. And you should definitely listen to that fear. Please, definitely listen to that fear. But the second type of fear, while important, is not our friend. It's that fear that comes immediately after make that decision. You know that decision deep in your gut that you know is right. And it's the feeling that accompanies the thought, oh no, did I really just do that? After you decide to launch that side hustle, quit your job, hand in your resignation, it's the type of fear that makes us quit. Because the most difficult part of giving ourselves permission is having the courage to actually follow through. And that's the same with planning. It's fighting through that lion fear, even though our intuition, our gut, is telling us to surge ahead. The next step is defining your fears. The only way that we can begin to give ourselves permission is to really acknowledge that fear and lean right into it, step right into it. One of the most successful ways to practice this is by defining our fears instead of our goals. Now, I know it sounds a little counterintuitive, but actually when you practice fear setting, you help yourself visualize the worst case scenario and see that it isn't as bad as you might have thought. And even if it is, well, then you can formulate a plan. You know now what it's going to be, and you can set that plan on how you get through it. So imagine your worst fear is that you quit your job and you can't find a new one for 3 months. By planning out exactly what your contingency plan would be if this scenario were to actually happen in real life, you can actually face it head on. So once you've listened to this podcast or watched this video, practice your fear setting by creating a list of your top 10 worst case scenarios. Don't hold back. Be as honest and transparent as possible. And after you've listed out your fears, come up with a list of exactly what you might do should these scenarios happen and how you can overcome them. Step three, physically write down your permission in writing. I'm serious. Giving yourself permission for taking risks takes courage because it's a complete mindset. You have to really get your head around it. And sometimes our minds are even more afraid about if things do work out instead of if they don't. Now, I know it seems a little backwards, I know. But a lot of the times it could be scary if that risky idea does work out. We become fearful of our potential success. And yep, that is a thing. That unexpected success might mean that you need to make changes in your life that you really haven't considered. And some of these changes may impact those close to you and you really don't want to upset them. But we can't discount the subconscious fear of reaching our fullest potential. We can't do that. And this especially comes into play for women who may feel like their identity is tied to others they care about. How can I be a successful mom or businesswoman and juggle everything that needs to be done? How can I make sure I'm there for those around me? Your own potential could seem daunting. So yes, get another piece of paper and write down all of those limiting beliefs, all the reasons you're telling yourself why you can't do something. What thoughts or mindsets are holding you back from achieving those dreams? Limiting beliefs aren't just what you're scared of on the surface, but they're the ideas that have kept you in this space, this comfortable space, for as long as you've been there because you tell yourself you can't do something. Maybe it's that your family needs you where you are right now. Or maybe you have a job title that you feel defines you to others and you really don't understand who you'd be without it. Like me being CEO, what was I going to do next? And by writing down those limiting beliefs, you can start to understand what is really holding you back without even realizing it. And you'll keep doing this periodically because as your potential grows, so does your fear of risk. Giving yourself permission to move ahead doesn't get easier as time goes on. You just get better at listening to that inner voice. The next step, step four. Find the people who will give you that support no matter what. That is so incredibly important. Doing things alone, anything alone is incredibly tough, really tough. Especially when you're going to do something outside of your comfort zone. So it's outside of your comfort zone and you also consider it risky. Your own mind, your own brain can be your own worst enemy. Oftentimes, asking for permission is rooted in fear. It's our way of protecting ourselves from making mistakes that we think we might regret. If other people tell us to do it, then it's not really our problem, is it? And while it's important to be conscious of this mindset, it's also extremely important to have the people around you who will support you, who will pick you up when times get rough, who will be there for you when you need them. And because trust me, you will have rough times. So make a list of what I call my board of directors, the people who will support you no matter what. And certain people in your board may have specific roles. Maybe your partner will make you feel better, always there an encouraging word no matter what. Or maybe you have a friend with a really critical mindset who can help you see the flaws in your theory. Being able to call on your team or your tribe when times get rough will enable you to give yourself permission instead of asking for it. And the last step is practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect because as I said before, this mindset shift doesn't just happen overnight. And I remember when I started doing these live videos or doing videos or get on camera, I'd get extremely nervous. I was constantly asking if this is the right thing to do. I know it was, but so to get over it, I set up a couple of practice sessions that I couldn't back out of. So I could practice giving myself permission in a relatively low stakes environment. So what I would do is tell people that I'd be leading a particular webinar, and I'd give myself a few weeks to prepare. But I knew that I couldn't back out of it as I was committed because people were signing up for the webinar. And the worst case scenario in that situation was then not to show up and let people down. So I did it. And I realized it wasn't as bad as I imagined. You can take really small steps, micro steps, to achieve your goal. And setting up those little experiments was an extremely helpful way to me to prove myself that it was more than risky. It was more risky for me not to follow through than to just do it. And I realized that I don't have to be afraid, and you don't have to be afraid either. But if you need help in getting to that next level and taking action to give yourself permission, join me in the This Woman Can Become program. Head over to www.janicesutherland.com, click on Become to add your name to the waitlist and receive even more information as how we can make sure you hit 2021 with all guns blazing, achieve your dreams, and know that you can be the best you can be, and you can become whoever you want to be. Take care until next time.